This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Tina, last name Belbo. It's B like boy, E-L, B like boy, O-T, date of birth 6/20/1958. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Belbo with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, anemia, followed by Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, respiratory failure, ventilator dependent, and cardiomyopathy with underlying psychiatric disorder. The patient is doing well, according to the caregiver. She has gained 5 pounds over the last week, though, and they are trying to prevent further fluid gains. No recent illnesses. She's not very willing to try to move very much. She is very obese, and it is difficult. She has quite a bit of pain with movement, but she's not especially motivated to move. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit of November 2nd of 2023. No vomiting. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. No dysphagia, no diarrhea or bleeding. She's chronically incontinent of urine. And no recent falls or trauma. Medications. I want to highlight the changes. Humalog insulin was increased to 40 units with each meal. Lantus was increased to 90 units with once daily. She's not on Trulicity currently. Mucinex has been added at 600 milligram twice a day. She's still on fenofibrate, Flomax, Coreg, prednisone 2.5 once a day, Paxil, oxycodone with acetaminophen 10/325 every 4 hours as needed for pain. For the chronic constipation, Miralax, Ducalox suppositories, Colace. She's also on clozapine 100 milligram daily, Imodium if she gets diarrhea. She's on INVEGA, Sustenna, S-U-S-T-E-N-N-A, 117 milligram once monthly. Also, Lamictal is 750 milligram twice a day. Miralax, 17 grams twice a day. Paxil, the Senna, twice a day for the constipation. Flomax also. Physical exam, her weight is 365.5 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse, 77, and blood pressure is 158/76. Most recent labs were done 3/29/2024. Her hemoglobin is 8.0, normal white count, normal platelets. That is that chronic anemia is managed by Dr. Akkad. Calcium, 9.1. Creatinine is 1.61. That's improved. Her estimated GFR is 35. Sodium, 139. Potassium, 4.7. Carbon dioxide, 31. Phosphorus is 3.6. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and slightly improved levels. We will continue to ask for monthly lab studies. 2, morbid obesity, which causes the chronic lower extremity edema. 3, cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction. 4, respiratory failure, ventilator dependent. 5, anemia, managed by Dr. Akkad, who manages Aranis. And the patient will continue to have monthly labs, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.